Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're in the little book of Haggai. I'm reading in Haggai chapter 1, verse number 1, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Joshedech, the high priest. Now, very interesting little verse here. We have God's prophet. The word of the Lord came to him. He says, I have a message for you, Haggai. You need to deliver it to two people. Deliver this message to Zerubbabel, who is the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, who was the high priest at that time. We're going to look at what he had to say to these two people. Special message from God for two people. God has a lot of special messages for special people, and you are one of those special people. We're going to listen to this message in song, Speak, My Lord, Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I will answer. Lord,
reading again in verse number 1, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord to Haggai. Now, very specific here. God tells us it was the second year when Darius was the king. It was the sixth month. It was the first day of the month. This really happened on that day. What happened? The word of the Lord came to Haggai, and he said to Haggai the prophet, "Go to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and go to Joshua the high priest, and this is what I want you to say to them." So the message here begins for two people. Now, the conditions in Israel at that time, of course, apostasy, and that is operated by God's renegades. A renegade, according to the dictionary, is someone who has abandoned their religious beliefs. Well, they'd done that. That'd make them renegades. Then there was God's remnant. But the problem that we had with the remnant, those who were really sincere about serving the Lord, is they had become apathetic. And so the renegades, that's apostasy. The remnant, the big danger we have now as well as then, is the remnant will become apathetic. So he says in verse number 2, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, The people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." They're saying, we don't have time to work on the Lord's house. They have come back from captivity. They're back in the land. They have returned to a bunch of ruins. Well, they have to have a house to live in, but they got carried away on that. They had their focus on the house of they were living in, and they were ignoring the house of the Lord. It lay in ruins. Well, in verse 3, "Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying to the people, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lieth waste? Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord." Now, he said, I'm not speaking for me. I've got a message here from God. What does he say? Verse 5, "Consider your ways." Then in verse number 7, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Now, keep in mind, he's talking to the remnant here. These are sincere people. They've just gotten off track. They have gotten apathetic. Well, in verse number 6, there's four things that he says here. I call these sandwiches in the Bible. You have this, consider your ways. And then you have in verse 7, consider your ways. That's the bread. The meat's in the middle. Verse 6, number 1, God says, ye have sown much and bring in little. Number 2, ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Number 3, ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And number 4, he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Well, you say, that sounds like what's going on in the world today in my life. Yeah, well, maybe it's because you're ignoring the house of God. God is simply asking the question here, when you are going to just get apathetic, how's that working out for you? He says, consider your ways, consider your ways. Think about it. Then he said in verse 8, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house. Go. Now that's a decision. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. What are you going to do? Bring wood, build a house. They're going to get involved in doing what the Lord's work has got for, you know, they're in this world, as I've said many times, all of us are in this world for a purpose. And God's purpose today, well, sure, we need to take care of our families. But God has a purpose concerning our local churches, and we need to be involved in the work of the Lord. So he says again in verse number 9, he said, you looked for much, and lo, it came to little, and when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. God says, I took what you did get, and I blew upon it. Now, why would he do that? Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. When you did get a little bit, you got it there, and you had it for your own purpose and your own self-interest. God said, I blew on it, and it didn't take much for God to blow on it, for it to blow away. And so he asked the question, why? And then he answers the question, verse 9, because you've ignored the house of God while you're putting all the focus on your own house. Therefore, now, see, he says, therefore, verse 10, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. So he said, verse number 11, I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountain, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon the men, and upon the cattle, and upon all the labors of the hands. He said, I called for a drought. We look today, we listen to the news, and somebody who doesn't know beans about what the Bible says talks about Mother Nature. There's no Mother Nature. God said, I called for the drought. I raise up the storms. God's in charge of all that, trying to get our attention. Well, God got their attention. We read in verse number 12, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord. So Zerubbabel said, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Joshua, the high priest, he said, I think I'll get involved in that too. And the remnant said, we're going to obey the voice of the Lord. And the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, what's it say? What happened? The people did fear before the Lord. Finally, we got some people who've come back from bondage. The remnant, they got apathetic. Make sure you consider yourself to be among the remnant. You really want to do what God wants you to do. Look in the mirror. No, look in the Bible and see, am I apathetic? Do I really care about the situation like I once did? Verse 13, then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. What a difference here now. Back there in the previous verses, he calls for a drought. He's blowing upon everything they have because they left his house waste. They put their attention on the Lord's house. And then he said, I am with you, saith the Lord. Verse number 14, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the high priest, and the spirit of the remnant of all the people. And what was the result? It says in verse 14, they came and did the work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Says it was in the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius the king. God says this is when it happens. Let me ask you a question. When is it going to happen for you? When are you going to get out of that doldrums of apathy and get back involved in the things of God? Well, we get into chapter 2 and verse number 1. It says, in the 7th month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, that's the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, that is called the remnant, 44 times that word is translated, that's translated residue here. Speak to the remnant. So he says, now speak to the governor, speak to the high priest, and speak to the remnant. Now there's a whole bunch of people, they're not part of the remnant. They're not part of those who really want to do right. Our churches are filled with those people. 90 to 95% of the people who sit in our fundamental independent Baptist churches 3 times a week do nothing for God during the week. They just go there and get their little fix and gets plugged into a little spirituality, and they do nothing for God. They're not part of the remnant, but to the remnant. He says, now speak to the leadership. That would be the governor of Judah, that would be the high priest, and speak to the remnant. And this is what I want you to say. Who is left among you that saw the house in her first glory? Now they're looking back to the days of Solomon when the temple was built there. And this is nothing compared to it. They got the temple built now, but how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? If you read the story there, the Bible says some of them were weeping and some of them were praising the Lord. The ones who had seen the original temple were weeping. What was God's message to them? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel. That's leaders. Be strong, O Joshua. That's the leader. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. And so he says, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear not. And what God wants for the remnant to do here in the leadership is to look at the bigger picture. He says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once in it is a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake the nations, he says. I will fill my house with glory. and the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former, he says in verse number 9. What a word of encouragement for them. He says, looking at the bigger picture, it's only going to be a little while. A little while seems like a long while to me. Well, you've got to look at it from the Lord's perspective. The Bible says, with the Lord, a day is 1,000 years. So if it's been 3,000 years, that's only 3 days. It's just been a little while. Verse 10, and the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, see, getting very specific about the time here and the day, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priests concerning the law. So he gives them a little parable here. And so he's talking to the priest, and he says, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Now we're going back into the Levitical laws here, where one touches something that is unholy, and he becomes unholy, and he makes whatever he touches become unholy. Well, verse 13, then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai, said, here's the lesson in there. So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. Now, he's not talking about the remnant here. He's talking about them back in verse 5. He's talking about the people of the nation, those 90 to 95% who go through the motions and play church and put a few bucks on the plate, try to get some of the guilt off of the fact they're not really living for the Lord. Bible says whatever they produce is going to be unclean. You got to get serious about it. At least the remnant was serious, although they had become apathetic. And so he says in verse number 15, now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before the stone which was laid upon the stone of the temple. And he's telling them, now, all right, now we're building this temple. He says, consider from this day. Now, the word day is found 11 times in the little book of Haggai. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Then he says in verse 8, consider now from this day. He says, 18 rather, consider now from this day and upward, and the 4th and the 20th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Consider from today, he's saying. Consider it again, he says in verse 18. He says, from this day I will bless you. Those that decide to be doing what God wants them to do. Well, again, verse number 20, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel. All right, now he wants you to speak to the governor of Judah. I got a special message for him. What's he say? I will shake the heavens. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and their horses and their riders. They shall come down every one by the sword. And it says, in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant. He's the leader that God had at the time, and he said, I will make thee a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. That leader who determines I'm going to do it God's way, in that 1,000-year reign, Jesus said, I'm going to choose you as a signet. You're the one who's going to have the authority. See, what he's saying here in this whole message is what we need to do is look at the bigger picture, rather than get discouraged about what's going on today. And the only ones who get discouraged about what's going on today are the sincere ones, the remnant. So let us be careful that we're not going to get apathetic in this day of apostasy. Here's a message and song, make it your prayer. I'll wish when I stand face to face and see the Savior, I'll wish I had given him more.
When I look on his face, beautiful face, thorn-shadowed face, by and by, when I look on his face, I'll wish I wish I had given him more, more, so much more, more of my love than I e'er gave before. Sure.